Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
How nice it must be to be retired, Brooke.
Oh my gosh, every day at one point I think it'd be nice to retire now.
Do you think about what you'd do?
Just not be at work is enough for me.
My mum and my stepdad have really embraced the lifestyle this past year. They bought a Winnebago secondhand because that's just the used car market. That's what they could get. And they've been all over, have been to the Riverland. I visited them at the caravan park just opposite the bridge at Paringa.
Oh, the Riverbend, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. Over Christmas time. It was great to actually see Archie the Winnebago in action. It's one of the few times it has been in action. That's the problem. They've had all sorts of technical malfunctions. They've been stranded. Bits have just fallen off or the engine won't start. It's been a real journey and good fun to check in with, oh, what's the latest thing that's happened to it?
It is upsetting that a Winnebago called Archie could be so horrible to your parents.
Here's the silver lining. Mm. I think there's an idea for a great travel show, postcard style, going around the country, and at any moment the car could just malfunction. and cancel the show, cancel the holiday, cause a bit of a problem. I have imagined this scenario, and I want to pitch to you now, Bob's Mum's Tours.
Hello, darling boy, and welcome to Bob's Mum's Tours, the travel show with a ticking time bomb. If my second-hand Winnebago can hold together for one more trip, we've got some great adventures ahead. Today, we'll journey deep into the Daintree rainforest to take in 135 million years of history. Get ready to stay here a while because the steering wheel lock has frozen, meaning we can't start the engine or steer.
She's so happy about it.
As the van is towed back to Adelaide on the back of a car carrier, we'll stop for a night in gorgeous downtown Alice Springs. We'll meet a real-life bush tucker man and we'll even stop by the emergency room because the roof hatch has blown off the van and a snake got in through the hole and bit me.
No.
Oh, sorry if I'm a little tired this week. The battery recharger short-circuited and I couldn't lower the bed to sleep on it. And finally, since we can't drive anywhere or do anything, I'll treat you all to an exclusive tour of the van while it's at the mechanics. Ooh. This here is the living space and kitchen area where the cabinets have come loose and all the crockery has smashed all over the floor.
Oh, no.
All that and plenty more as we embark on Bob's Mum's Tours. It would be really nice if you join us, please. It's been so long since we saw you, okay? Please, give your mother a kiss.
Wow, that was a roller coaster.
All real things that happened to the Winnebago, except the snake getting in.
Yeah, no one got bitten by a snake in the making.
Thank goodness.
Wow, I mean, Alice, you're onto something. It's a gold mine.
You'd watch it?
I'd watch it.